Yom Tov, Shal Rosh Hashanah, Shal Chaliyos B'Shabbos. If Yom Tov, as this year, when the first day of Rosh Hashanah occurs on Shabbos, B'Migdash Hoyi Taken, the blue shofar in the base of Migdash, Avoloi B'Medina. But not B'Medina. What B'Medina means, we're going to come back to what it means Migdash and what it means B'Medina. There are two Perushim in the Rishonim on how to read those words in the Mishnah. But that will be the second subject that we're going to come to. The Gemara explores immediately, right at the beginning of the Gemara, Minohan immediately. Minohan immediately suggests that the Gemara felt in its Din Menatar. Minohan immediately means, on what posik is it based? It's Amar of Levi, Bar Lachma, Bar Abchama, Bar Chanina, Kosub Echor Oimer, Shabosa in Zichron Truma. That is a posik that we have in Chumash Vayikra, Shaboson Zichron Truah. We have in the Mafter for Rosh Hashanah, the Chodesh Ashvi Be'echad Chodesh Yelachem Shaboson Zichron Truah Mikra Chodesh, Komalechas Avoid Elo Isasu Bekraftem Isha Lashem, the Kos of Echad Oimer, and in Parshas Pinchas. I'm sorry, Parshas. The first one is not the Mafti, the first one is in Parshas HaMo'ades, where we have the reference to Rosh Hashanah. And in Parshas Pinchas, in the Mafti, there we have a different statement. There the Torah tells us, V'chodesh Ashvi Be'echad HaChodesh, Yom Tshruo Yiyalachem. So in the Parsha, in Parshas Emor, it calls it Zichron Tshruo, and here it calls it Yom Tshruo Yiyalachem. So the interpretation that the Gemara offers is the following: Lo kashya kan biyontov shechaliyos b'Shabbos, kan biyontov shechaliyos b'chol. It depends if yontov occurs on a weekday or occurs on a Shabbos. If it occurs on a weekday, then it's Yom Teruah Yelachem Iblod Shofar. If it occurs on a Shabbos, then it's only Zichron Teruah. We remember the Teruah, but we don't actually have a Teruah. So they were suggesting that this is a din d'oraisa. Now, this is a very problematic approach. As Omar Rovo, even the Raisa, if that Minatoro, it's prohibited, meaning that there's something wrong, Minatoro would blow in the shofar on Shabbos. Now, we can have two possibilities. Either it means that shofar is considered a malacha, or it means that despite the fact that it's not a malacha, the Torah banned it. One of the two. So Robert says, "Imi the Raisa he b'migdash heichi takinon." First question is, the Mishnah begins that b'migdash how you take it. Now, if it's some chilul yomtiv that's involved, then where's the license to blow shofar in the base of migdash? If it's actually chilul yomtiv, whether it's a malacha, whether it's osur, even if it's not a malacha, but whatever it may be. But oh, furthermore, halav malacha he the itzchak ronamute. It's not a malacha. And there, is it a malacha? Do you rather love malacha? It's not a malacha, it's tukhra lamute. So why would you have a pasuk coming to tell me that you're not allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos? If it's a malacha, I understand. But if it's not a malacha, then what's the role that a pasuk is serving? And Tosis explores this. That what the logic of, if it's a malacha, it shouldn't need a pasuk. It's only if it's not fully a malacha that it should need a pasuk. So we'll leave that. That's not our route of exploration. The Torah Dvei Shmuel Komalechas Avoid Olayisas Yotzot Kiyah Shofar Diyas Apas Yichoch Mavein Malacha. That these two activities, Kiyah Shofar and Diyas Apas, is taking bread out of an oven in the way when it was. Like they bake lapas. It's pressed against the wall, right? So that is called Rudiyas HaPas, removing the pasas. So that is, Tosa says it to the Isidur Abonim, to take it out. Rudiyas HaPas, Yichochma Veinu Malacha. That it's not actually a malacha, so the question is it Osir altogether or not? So there are those, the Rabbeinu Chananel seems to suggest it's mutter in reality, and Tosus is at least a midrabbanan, but a deraisa it's not. So therefore, If it's not a deraisa, then what do we have? How do we have a pasuk telling us it's osur? Hello, Amar Rava, midaraisa mishrushar. Minat Torah is supposed to blow shofar on Shabbos too. Rabbanon who the gozer bay, and the Rabbanon made a gzera. And this is Kiddur Rabba. This is a rather famous Talmudic statement of Rabba. Dorma Rabba, hakol chayofim tkiyas shofar. Everyone is obligated in a tkiyas shofar, meaning all males. But veda kol b'kiyim tkiyas shofar. But not everyone is an expert on how to blow the shofar properly. Zera shemi yidlenu biyado. So we're afraid people will wake up Rosh Hashanah in the morning and they'll say, oh, I have to hear shofar today. But I'm not sure how to blow shofar. So I'll take the shofar and I'll run down the block to a Talmud Chacham that lives on this block. That he should teach him shofar last minute. That he should be able to be yotzei the mitzvah. And he'll carry on Shabbos. Time of the lulav, time of the megillah. And as we know, this is the reason for two other halachas as well. That is the reason why on the first day of Sukkot in this same year, which will occur 2 weeks from Shabbos, which is the one day that lulav is a mitzvah deraisa in Chutz La'aretz, and perhaps even in Eretz Yisrael, it's the same is true. Again, there's a shayla in Eretz Yisrael, what exactly the parameters are, where the din deraisa is, and the Mikdash, and the Yerushalayim, it's a different subject. But outside that, is the smachtim of Ne'asham Elokeichem Shivas Yomim, the mitzvah of 7 days is only either Yerushalayim or in the Mikdash. Outside of that, and in Chutz La'aretz is only one day. And nevertheless, we're not going to do the mitzvah deraisa this year. For what reason? Because of Rabba's reason. Rabbi says, to lift up a lulav and esrog, that you don't have to be too educated to do. But if you want to do the nanuim, and to do everything properly, that you already have to know. So we're afraid that he may go down the block to somebody to teach him what he's supposed to know. And that is the reason in our calendar, we do not allow the 14th of Adar ever to occur on Shabbos. Purim could occur on Friday, Purim could occur on Sunday, but it can never occur on Shabbos. You doubt it. And the reason for that is that we're afraid that a person would come to carry the Megillah. And that's the reason when in Yerushalayim where Tesbov can occur on Shabbos, but there's no Kriyas on Megillah on Shabbos for that reason. Because we're afraid that a person might come to carry the Megillah. They read it on Friday, yes, in Yerushalayim. So when we...
According to the Teretz of Rabbah,
that's there's not a halachic dimension to that. There's a drush dimension to that. Good, but it doesn't mean it's teaching me as a new halacha. True as yom true and zichron true. There's two in yonim with kiyas shofar, but that's not for now. Well, that's a different question. So he could have a teretz to that. I have a teretz, but I'm not going to speak about the teretz. If you want to hear the teretz to that, you'll come the first day Rosh Hashanah and you'll hear. But that's not for today. But so Rabbi says it's midrabbanan, it's not minatar. The Gemara is very strange because we left that the first Monday Yom in the Gemara, like he set up shot in the Mishnah, which doesn't fit back into the Mishnah. Very peculiar. Very peculiar. Right? He said it's midaraisa, and if it's midaraisa, why is it mutar b'migdash? We're left hanging. What's very fascinating is that there's a Yerushalmi exactly parallel to our Bavli, except it remains with the first mahalach of the Gemara. And the Yerushalmi stays with the first approach, that it's minatar that they're not allowed to read on Shabbos. And then it comes back, and we'll see in a moment, and Yerushalmi raises the question, if it's midaraisa, then what are we reading the Migdash? And Yerushalmi has an answer to the question. So it would seem then that that's part of the jockeying between the two positions, as if they found the Yerushalmi's teretz acceptable or not. But Yerushalmi does actually address the question and reaches a different conclusion. And you have the Yerushalmi here in the sheet, if you go to the third page it should be. Yes. But Rishalmi tells us, if you look right where the Gemara begins, that Rav Abba Bar Pop Omar Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Lokesh of Yasfin, and he said over the name that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lokesh have Yasfin, Makshi, and they asked, Amrin Tanina Yontosh Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Migdash, are you taken? Shechalios B'Shabbos B'Migdash, are you taken? I will over Medina. So he raises the problem. It's in Dvar Torah. If it's not, if a question involving any of the rice up with Gvulin Yitcha. In Lesu Dvar Torah, up with Migdash Lo Yitcha. So what's the pshat? In other words, if he's supposed to blow Mina Torah, so we should blow every place. If the Torah gave license to blow on Shabbos, and if the Torah didn't give license to blow on Shabbos, we should blow no place. So what's happening? So all of our Kana, so they saw Rav Kana pass by. So Amrin, they said, Hogav Rav, Rav Kana is a very great man, and therefore the initial lay. So we should go ask him. So we don't know pshat in the Mishnah. Awesome she'edun lay. Omalon kosav echadayim yom truah kosav echadayim zichron truah. Okay, if it's a week, they actually blow the shofar. You only have a commemoration of the truah. Maskirin. Avaloi taikin. So the Gemara says, Rav Zeira b'fakir l'chavraya. Rav Zeira told his friends, Ulan b'shomen kolid Rav Levi dorash. Rav Levi was saying a drosh, and he said, let's go to his drosh. So he always has new things to say. So we'll hear chidushim. So let's go to the drosha. Is all the armor command kosev. So he also said this. Kosev echadom yom truah. Kosev echadom zichron truah. Okay, tzad b'shor shuchal b'shab b'chol yom truah. B'shor shuchal b'shab zichron truah. Maskir rabbi lo yitayk. So the Gemara says, if it's minat Torah, me'at av b'migdash lo yitcheh. So the first thought, Tona, it says be'echad b'chaydish, that you blow be'echad b'chaydish. So therefore, be'echad b'chaydish, in the Beis HaMikdash, they know when it's echad b'chaydish, because Rosh Hashanah is unique among the Yomim Tovim, that Rosh Hashanah takes place in Rosh Chaydish. So it's a very strange thing. If you didn't live in Yerushalayim, you lived in Tel Aviv, you lived in the Negev, you lived in the Galil, so you never knew if it was really the first day of Rosh Hashanah or not. Did the Eidim show up and they made it first day of Rosh Hashanah, or they didn't make it the first day of Rosh Hashanah? So where do you know where it's the first day of Rosh Hashanah? It's in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, then it should be in any place where they know that it's the first day of Rosh Hashanah. It means any place that could get a receive a signal or something from Yerushalayim, that would also suffice. Even if it's not in the immediate area of Yerushalayim, you can go on a hilltop, you go on the top of a big building, and the top of the roofs and towers, and you wave flags, and they'll see it 30 miles away, so it'll also be good. So how come only in the Migdash? Tonarab Shimon ben Yochai, v'kraftem. So in the parsha of Pinchas, it says, v'yom harishon, here we have the parsha of the shofar. So in the parsha shofar, here we have where it says yom truah yelachem, and then it says vasisam oyel olareach v'chayach l'Hashem. And in parshas emor, where it discusses it, it says zichron truah. Then it says kol malechas avodah, and then it says v'kraftem isha oyel l'Hashem. So he says the following: v'kraftem emokom sharkabonus craven. That is a special halacha where the places that you bring the karbonis, there's a special halacha of blowing the shofar in that place. So that's the reason for that we blow the shofar, because of the special pasuk that we have. That the special pasuk tells us, v'hikraftem, in the place that you bring the karbonis, that's the place that you're able to blow the shofar. Oh. So the Mefarshim explain According to Parshas Pinchas, the Bosi Yom Truos, it says, "Va'asisam tzi, v'ayro hachta termar al-meses, lo nebimokum shemakriva karbonos, hu de'loilom yom truo yiyah." So he says, despite the fact that he quoted the Pasuk of Hikraftem, he actually means the Pasuk of Va'asisam in Parshas Pinchas. So here we have, by Zichron Truo, it says, "Komalecha savoy de'loi sasu," and then it says, "Hikraftem isha l'ashem," at the end of the Pasuk. In Parshas Pinchas, right after it mentions the shofar, it says, "Va'asisam oilo." So he says, in the when is it Yom Truo, that you always blow the shofar? That's in the place which is immediately Vasisam Oilo, where you make an Oilo. Where it's not a place that you immediately make an Oilo, it doesn't talk about the Beis Hamikdash right after shofar and Pashas Emor, it says, Komodach HaSavoy Delo Yisasso. At the end, it goes back, Yechraftem Oilo Yisha Lashem. But it didn't connect the shofar to the carbon and Pashas Emor, so that's where Zichron Truo, outside the Mikdash. But in the Mikdash, the halacha is that the special license or the pasuk of Yom Truah is coming to tell me that there it's always Yom Truah in the Beis Hamikdash. Outside the Beis Hamikdash, the Zichron Truah. So it's very interesting that the Rishalmi, in fact, remains with the first pshat in the Gemara. That Min HaTorah, there is this distinction that in the Mikdash, you blow the shofar, and that's Min HaTorah, that you blow the shofar. Outside, the Torah told you not to blow the shofar outside the Mikdash. Only in the Mikdash the Torah gives license to blow the shofar. Whereas in the Bavli says the mitzvah is to blow the shofar on all occasions. Whereas the Rabbanan came along, and the Rabbanan did not allow it to take place outside the Mikdash. We'll see a little bit more in the Gemara what the flow of the Bavli is. So in fact, there are two differing interpretations. Is the distinction between Yom Tov and Zichron Tov, is that a halachic distinction? As the Rishalmi says, that there are two dinim, in fact. There's Zichron Tov when we just remember the shofar, and Yom Tov when we actually blow the shofar. That's one possibility, and that's the Rishalmi's. According to the Bavli, the Yom Tov and Zichron Tov do not make a difference in terms of halacha. There's no difference between them. It's all the same thing. And in HaTorah, we should have to blow the shofar even on Shabbos in all places. And the Rabbanan disallowed the shofar in those places that are outside the Mikdash. So those are the two interpretations of why, in fact, what the distinction between Mikdash and the rest of Eretz Yisrael is. Now let's go back to the Mishnah. And what's very fascinating that this Mishnah is a very, very difficult Mishnah. At the end of the Mishnah, we'll read through the Mishnah to the end, but the Mishnah now goes, Mishachorah Beis HaMikdash. Upon the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Now we know, historically, that after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the seminal figure who reordered Jewish life, and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah discusses many of his takonas of how we would live in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, how the Jewish religion would work. This was the work of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in the immediate aftermath of the Churban. So here we read, Mishachor Beis HaMikdash, upon the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takonosh, you take him b'chol mokum sheyesh bo bezdin. Wherever there's a bezdin, they should blow. In other words, he did not want that a Rosh Hashanah should go by without any tkiyah shofar at all. So he insisted that in the places where there's a bezdin, that they blow the shofar. Omar Abelazar, Lo Hiskin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Elo B'Yabne B'Vat. We know where was, in fact, the seat of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's what he asked the Roman Emperor, Rishus, that he should spare Yabne B'Chachamecha, and that's where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai goes. He escapes Yerushalayim, and he goes to Yavne, and he takes up the strengthening of Torah. So he says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai only instituted this in Yavne, not in any other place where there's a Bezdin. Omar Lo... Now the question is, who is this Omrulo? Because this merely seems to reiterate the first view in the Mishnah. Echad Yavna, v'echad komokum sheyesh bo bezdin, whether it's Yavna, any place where there was a bezdin. So why is this different than the Tanakhama? The Tanakhama also said it's any place there's a bezdin. So the Gemara will go into this. Now, v'od zos, and furthermore, I want to make clear to you, it says, hoysa Yushalayim yiseir al Yavna, that Yushalayim had something which was more significant than Yavna. Shekol ir sheyroya v'shemas, if you can see Yerushalayim, or Shamas, you can hear the shofar. In other words, you're outside Yerushalayim. U kroiva v'yichay l'lovo, close enough to walk to Yerushalayim. Take and you blow. V'yavne lo ha'yu take and the bezdin mu'ad. And Yavne, they only blew the shofar only in the bezdin itself. Now the question is, when exactly did this take place? If we read that the beginning of the Migdash, of the Mishnah is B'migdash Hayitokana below B'medina, to mean Migdash in the simple literal translation, that Migdash means in the base of Migdash itself, so that Lo B'medina would mean even in Yerushalayim. Now if we look in Rashi, on the left hand margin, Rashi says Lo B'medina, in the third line of the Rashi's, Lo B'Yerushalayim V'Lo B'Gvulin. Where we didn't blow on Shabbos, in this matter of Migdash, is both Yerushalayim and outside Yerushalayim. So then, the latter part of the Mishnah, that it says, O Zos, Hois of Yerushalayim, when did this take place? If in the time of the Migdash we didn't blow this, so how did this take place? When did this take place? So Tosfos, in the first Tosfos, in the right-hand column, says, Avalova Medina, Lova Yerushalayim, Avalova Gvulim. Rashi's corrected his interpretation of the Mishnah, that we did not blow shofar, not in Yerushalayim, and not outside Yerushalayim, only the Migdash, the Perish B'Kuntras. But the end of the Mishnah says that not only Yerushalayim, but even places outside Yerushalayim blew, that this took place after the Churban, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takona. So the question is, this is a difficult tosis to understand, and I'll just give you the gist of it, what the issue is. That the Marshal explains that if we're dealing after the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash, miyuk tzas kosher, the achar Churban Beis Hamikdash lo mo'is Yerushalayim yisayir, then why do we give a special distinction to Yerushalayim after the destruction? While the Beis Hamikdash stood memeila, okay, this is the seat of the Beis Hamikdash. And there were many halachas, you could eat kotchum in the entire city of Yerushalayim. But after the Beis HaMikdash, why should it have been singled out and put on a special pedestal even more than Yavna? What's the reason for this? And Rashi, in fact, says at the end of the Mishnah, when Rashi interprets the Mishnah of Odzos, Rashi says, Bibinyona, this was when the Mikdash stood. So he says, V'yesh lefarish, that the Marshor suggests, the lavdach ka'ach l'churban Beis HaMikdash, this was before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, but upon the time, it says 40 years before the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, the Sanhedrin left the Lishkas HaGozes, the seat on the southern wall, and they began moving from place to place, until Esra Golias, 10 different places they eventually went to. So in these... No. So, where it says first the Chanus, and then the rest of Yerushalayim, that's later on. I mean, it was settled before the Churban, but this was not immediately. So he says, in that period, when the Migdash still stood, but things, there was the waning days of the second base of Migdash, that's when they instituted to blow throughout Yerushalayim. That's what the Marshal says, to explain Pshat Taisus. A difficult interpretation of Taisus. The Rambam is very fascinating, and the Rambam has a halacha, and the Rambam indicates that he means this halacha not only here, but elsewhere too. The Rambam writes, Arnu pa'omim or pa'mayim, there are other times that I've explained this, the Rambam says, ki migdash tikra Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, when it says migdash, it includes the city of Yerushalayim as well. It doesn't only mean the migdash. Or Medina, when it says Medina, is Shorai Yerusha b'chol Eretz Yisrael. Means the rest of the cities, but outside Yerushalayim. And the Rambam explains, Vatam shabavuroi neseres kia shayfer, because we're afraid to carry it. And therefore, in effect, as we're going to see, when there was a Bezdin in Yerushalayim, so there was no concern that under the nose of the Bezdin, with Bezdin's authority and prestige, that anyone would dare to do such a malacha, that such a thing would happen. Whatever, even if there wouldn't have been, there could have been, that's another issue. If there was a, at walls, whatever, that's a whole different, you know, issue. But, yeah, okay, that's a whole other issue that they go into. But in Yerushalayim, they had no chashash of itself, because of the presence of the Bezdin. So the Rambam learns that often, when it says Migdash and Shas, it means not only the base of Migdash, but Yerushalayim too. Now from this, we have another halacha, and that halacha is a very fascinating halacha, that I mentioned at the beginning, that the difference between the Beis HaMikdash and the rest of the world in terms of the mitzvah of Lulav and Esrog, that the pasuk says usmachtem lefnei. One pasuk says ulakachtem lachem bayom harishon on the first day. A second pasuk says usmachtem lefnei Hashem alochechem shivas yomim. Also in the context of the lulav and esrog. So there's a mitzvah in the mikdash of all 7 days to have lulav and esrog. Outside the mikdash, the mitzvah is only one day. Now, according to the Rambam, that the Rambam says that Migdash here means Yerushalayim, then it would seem that Migdash and Uchas Lulav Esrog also means Yerushalayim. Meaning that if you go to the old city of Yerushalayim, that you can be Mekayim all 7 days amidst the rice of Lulav and Esrog, that you can't any place outside the old city. And in fact, in the Perushim on the Rambam, I believe it's in Rabbeinu Menoach, they cite the source in the Halachic Midrashim that this is true. That Usmachtem L'Zeh Hashem Elokeichem applies to Yerushalayim too, not only to the Migdash. And they explain that if it means only the Migdash, then it would say V'chatzar Olmo Yechlua, only in the courtyard of the Migdash. If it says Usmachtem L'Fnei Hashem Elokeichem, just as L'Fnei Hashem, when the Torah writes L'Fnei Hashem includes Yerushalayim as well. Now for that reason, there's a old minhag in Yerushalayim that people go to the Kaisel on Sukkot to bench Lulav and Esrog. And Rabbi Yosha goes every morning, goes specially, goes down to the Kaisel, very early in the morning, and he benches Lulav and Esrog there, and then he goes home again. Just goes to bench Lulav and Esrog. Because there you mekayim the mitzvah deraisa, all 7 days.
Why is that? That's what's in the Migdash.
Because we know, because Migdash, according to the Rambam, means even Yerushalayim too.
So,
wherever. So he goes to that place, you're clearest, right? So he goes to the Kaisel, and there he does the Enoch Hanami. But there we know, absolutely, beyond any doubt, that you're standing
only
in
Yerushalayim.
Only according to Rambam. But there is a source in the Halachic Midrashim that the Rishonim cite, who smacht him, Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, since it's Lifnei Hashem, it doesn't say, B'chatzar ol mo'ed yochluha, that it means even the city of Yerushalayim as well. And this is rather well known in the Minhagim of Yerushalayim, and Rabbi Yosha was actually Mekayim this every day of Sukkot. So, this is the meaning. So, we have what we meant. So, according to the Rambam, this halacha, when it said Migdash at the beginning of the Mishnah, Migdash, and that referred Bibin Yonah, even before the Korban of the Beis Hamikdash, Migdash included Yerushalayim too. So, according to the Rambam, there was Tkiya Shofar in all of Yerushalayim in the era in which the Migdash stood. So the Migdash had Tkiya Shofar, Yerushalayim had Tkiya Shofar, and outside Yerushalayim did not have Tkiya Shofar. That is the Rambam's view. There's some question if this is can be reconciled with the Yerushalmi or not, where the Yerushalmi said that the license to blow Shofar is connected with the Korbanos. So does this give license to Yerushalayim or not? There are those that would say it does not give license to Yerushalayim. So this is the second issue that I wish to touch. The issues were, first of all, what the difference between Shabbos and all the other days of the week are. So according to the final pshat of the Bavli, that's been the Rabbanon, the difference, because we're afraid that one may come to carry the Shofar. According to the Rishalmi, the distinction is Minatar. The Torah said, we declare two halachas, Zichron Truah and Yom Truah. And Yom Truah is only in the place of the Migdash. That's the second issue. Now there's something very, very interesting, and that is what exactly was the Machlokes in the Mishnah? And is it conceivable that in contemporary times there could be Tkiyah Shofar on Shabbos or not? So we're going to see. It depends how you learn Pshat in the Gemara.
But if you learn Rambam that same way, the whole Shulam should have
Tkiyah Shofar on Shabbos. But we'll see. But there is another proviso. Now, what happens after the Chorban of the Beis Hamikdash? Now, that halacha was while the Beis Hamikdash stood. But what happened after the Beis Hamikdash? What do you need? So we'll see. Let's wait. We'll see. So let's go to the bottom of the page of the Gemara. So we had Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said she took him chol makom sheyesh bo bezeh, and Rabbi Losa said lo hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lo yavne bo bezeh. Finally, omr lo. Then we have a third view that echad yavne and echad chol makom. So the Gemara says the following. We'll take a look. Mishachor beis amidish hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Toner rabbanon Pamachas chal Rosh Hashanah liyos b'Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah occurred on Shabbos. What you call Orim is Kansan. And they came together because it was Rosh Hashanah in all the cities. Omer lehem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai l'bnei b'Seira niska. Let's blow shofar. So they answered him, no. So Rashi says, Harim Shesviro is Yavna. All the people that lived in cities that surrounded Yavna came to Yavna on Rosh Hashanah. For what reason? Miskansen l'shom l'shmoyat kiyah m'shluch ebezden v'shoy regila came to Yerushalayim. Since they were used to the fact that in Yerushalayim they blew the shofar, in the Yerushalayim or in the Migdash, wherever it happened to be, Rashi said we indicated in Yerushalayim as well. So consequently, so when the seat of the Klal Yisrael moved to Yavna, so the people came on Rosh Hashanah, apparently the first time that it occurred, that Shabbos occurred on Rosh Hashanah, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, so everyone showed up, and they were expecting to hear the Shofar. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to the Bnei B'Seira who were in the Siyam Niska, that let's blow Shofar. So Amru lo, neither, they were circumspect. Maybe we have to make a gzera, we have to adjudicate the matter. Maybe we should make a gzera. We shouldn't blow the shofar because we should be afraid that they're going to carry. This is not the Mikdash, and this doesn't have the sanctity of the Mikdash, and the Sanhedrin HaGodol, etc. And therefore, maybe we should be more concerned. Is Omar Lahem, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was not to be denied. He was obviously a very forceful personality. Omar Lahem Niska V'achakach Nidin. He says, listen, if we should blow or not is an open question. So right now everyone's here, we'll blow shofar, and then we'll sit down and we'll decide what we should do for the future. So the Achash Toku, so after they finished blowing the shofar, so they came back and Omer lo Nidin. So let's adjudicate the matter, let's decide if this should be a permanent feature of Jewish life or not. Is Omer lehem from Nishma Kerem B'Yavna. The Kol Shofar was already heard in Yavna already. You can't rescind what that which took place. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. You could see why he was the personality that at the time, after the Beis HaMikdash, he was able to make order. We Jews are not easy to make order with, but Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was obviously a very determined and forceful personality. And he prevailed. So this is the Maisa which took place in Yavna. Is Omar Rabbi Elozer lehiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lebi Yavna mulad. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai only meant this in Yavna. In other words, because Yavna was the seat of Torah. Now, this was the center of Torah. Now that the Mikdash was destroyed, the seat of the Torah, right, became bold, is the in Kerem B'Yavna. That's it. That's what the Torah. That's what the major yeshiva of Torah. So this is the place, the source. So Omar Rav Elozer the Hiskin of Yochanan ben Zakkai Ela B'Yavna Buvad. He only meant Yavna. He didn't meant any other city. In other words, there could be other cities subsequent that it had bought the din to, and had only the Chachamim. But he said Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai followed, in fact, that which took place in the Mikdash. Just as in the Mikdash it was Yerushalayim and that was unique. So now there's one unique place too. That unique place is Yavna, there they blow the shofar on Shabbos, and that's it. It's unheard of anywhere else. So Amru lo, they responded, Echad Yavna v'echad kol mokum sheyesh bo bezdin. Whether Yavna or whether any place that has a bezdin. So this seems to reiterate the first view of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Amru lo haynu tanakam. That it shouldn't be, we don't find, the Mishnah doesn't repeat itself. So if it's stated Omru lo, a third view, then this third view must have something to add. So the verse is, Ika binayu beidina dakroi. They're debating if there's not a permanent Bezdin. Temporarily there's a Bezdin there, but it's not permanently established. So Rashi explains, Bezdin Dakroi, the Tanakama Takina. According to the Tanakama, you blow the shofar. But Tana de Armulo, Sober Echad Yavna Vechad Kolmokum. The final view which compared it to Yavna was to state Kolmokum Sheyeshbo Bezdin Kavu, Adumi the Yavna. Just as Yavna is a seat of the Chachamim, this is not just fly by night, there happens to be a Bezdin, next year there won't be a Bezdin there. Yavna is there to stay. So it means any place where they have a permanent Bezdin in operation, there you blow shofar on Shabbos. Now we'll go a little further in the Gemara. We're not finished. Omru lo echad Yavna v'echad kol mokum sheyesh bo bezdin. Any place where there's a bezdin. Omar Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said. Rahuna said the following, the im bezdin, who the takira, with the bezdin. So what do we mean, the im bezdin? What do you mean, with the bezdin? The verse says, bifnei bezdin, lafuka shalom bifnei bezdin delo. When we said you can blow, well, let's say for example in Yavna, it doesn't mean you can blow on every Beis Medrash in Yavna. It means you can gather in one Beis Medrash where the Bezdin is, where the Dayonim are, and in that place you can blow shofar. You cannot blow on a minyan which is not where the Dayonim are gathered. Now, what exactly are the requirements for this Bezdin? Now, so I don't want to go to belabor or going through the whole Gemara. We'll take a look at the Rishonim, because the Rishonim will spell it out. It'll be much easier for us that way. Well, what the simple pshat is that the Bezdin, what's the concern? The concern is that someone that's ignorant will come to carry the shofar. So if you have to blow shofar in front of the Bezdin, so the Bezdin is going to be in charge. So usually in a place, in other words, once the Bezdin is in charge, they'll be on top of it. I guess they'll make publicity before, and you're not supposed to carry on Shabbos. There'll be people that know what you're supposed to do. Yes, maybe they're only in that minyan where they blow. Now let's first go to the Rosh. Oh, no, we'll do the Rambam first, then we'll go to the Rosh. Because part of the question is, who exactly is this Bezdin? Who was on this Bezdin? What is this Bezdin? So let's take a look, we have the Rambam. The Rambam is almost uncharacteristic. The Rambam doesn't start off and tell us they made a gzeira and not to blow on Shabbos. He says, when they made the gzeira, the Rambam's a little bit convoluted. It's very atypical of the Rambam. And in fact, the Ravid says it's out of sync. This is not normally the way the Rambam writes. The gozerul of a mokum she'ein bo bezdin. They only made a gzeira in a place where there was no bezdin. It was mancha hoya migdishkaya. When the migdish stood. And the Rambam says, hoya bezdin ha'godl b'Yerushalayim. And the Sanhedrin ha'godl of Ayin Aleph was in Yerushalayim. Hoyu akol token b'Yerushalayim b'Shabbos. Everyone blew on Shabbos. Kol zman shebezdin yoshev. This is as long as the end of the Gemara. The Gemara says this is as long as the Bezdin is still present. V'lo anche Yerushalayim b'vad, elo kol yer shoyse b'tok tchum Yerushalayim. And this is the time of the Migdash. V'yse roya Yerushalayim, any blade, shelo shetia b'tok ha'nachal, and the Gemara goes through all the halachas that you needed. Avo b'shor anche Abu Bashar Ore Yisrael at the end of Ches Loha you take it. And there's one in English says only Yerushalayim and no one else. Ubizman Azeh, Shechor Ava Migdash, Komokam Sheyesh Bo Bezdin Kavua, there's a Bezdin Kavua, Shechor Ber. Now the Rambam writes of Shechor Ber Yisrael. It's a very important point. The Rambam says, what is this Bezdin that we're talking about? A Bezdin of Smucha, meaning that they have Smicha, Ish v'Piyish, directly, one generation after the next, from Moshe Rabbeinu, which the Gemara said ended with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira's time. He was the end of the Smicha. The Romans eradicated Smicha. And he was the last one, apparently, to give Smicha, and it cost him his life. V'hushia somuch be'eretz Yisrael. You have to be a somuch. Taikim by b'Shabbos. V'ein taikim b'Shabbos, elu v'bezin shekitchu v'sachaydash. Furthermore, where does this have to take place? This is a Bezdin, and this is later in the Gemara in Daf Lamed. We're not going to go into this in the Gemara itself directly, but it's a Bezdin where they made the Kiddush HaChodesh. Avoshor boti dinim, and taken ben afa pishay and smuchim. Even though they are smuchim, but it's not the Bezdin where they actually did the Kiddush HaChodesh, because after the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, they did the Alpiriyo, they were Makadosh the Chodesh in Bezdin for approximately 280 years after the Churban, approximately, in round numbers. Somewhere, I think, around the year 350, I heard it go between 330, 350. The latter Hillel instituted the system we use based on the mathematical calculation, but that was already in the 4th century when this took place. So from the Migdash for 250, 280 years subsequent to that, there was still Bezdin that actually made the Chodesh. The Rambam says it has to be that Bezdin. Ve'en teken ele bifnei Bezdin bulvat, and has to be in the presence of that Bezdin, kol zman she'en yoshev. Aber chutz le bezden ein teiken. Velo le teiken bifnei bezden. So the Rambam spells it up. Lisha bezden's reason here. So therefore, bezden's on top of things. Velo yevo a teiken will have a shayfa bifnei mrishu sa Rambam. If they're around, no one's going to wind up carrying the shayfa. She bezden masirim es omu modiyan. He said bezden educated the people. That Rambam halocha yud. Bezman hazeh shon oisim shnei yomim begolus. That we do 2 days. Kederach she teiken berishin. Teiken b'shein. Just as nowadays, so when we're in the Golas, so we don't have the Bezdin, so we derech should take a Marishan, take a Bashain, Chali Murim Rishon Lios Bashabas, but I hold you, but mock a Bezdin or Uim Litkaya, take a Bashaini Bubat. So you could wind up blowing shofar just on the second day. Now, so the Rambam says that you need a Bezdin of Smuchim. It's not enough to have a Bezdin of great Talmidei Chachamim, but they have to have a Bezdin of Smuchim. And the Rambam said that even it has to be the Bezdin that was actually Mekadosh the Chodesh. So it would seem from the Rambam that after the time that this lapsed, you would not have this anymore. So there's some question. The Rambam means this only at the time when we were actually Mekadosh the Bezdin, or the Rambam meant that even at a time when they're no longer Mekadosh or Bezdin, it would still be Shaykh. So that's some question what the Rambam meant there. So, that's the Rambam. So the Rambam says that you need to have Smucha. Now let's go to the Rosh, Rabbi Yisai. We have the Rosh on the next page. Right, you have in the right hand column where it says Perek Ravi on the third line. Omer Rabbi Lezer, Kishu Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakeh Lehiskin Ela BeYavne. Omer Lo Echad Yavne VeEchad B'Chol Mokum Sheyesh Lo Bezdin. So Rashi Perish, what Bezdin do we need? This is a Bezdin Shal Chav Gimel. This means a real Bezdin. They were smuchim, and not only a Bezdin of Gimel that could pass it in a moment, but a Bezdin that was somuch, that was constituted for the Nefoshes too. Omro Alava Rav Alfazal. This is very fascinating. There's a Messiah among the Sfadish of Rishonim. The Ramban cites it. All the way going back to the Rif. The Rif was for the first of the Rishonim, and he was a Rav in Fez in Morocco. Shoyotokeya Rosh Hashanah Shachalias Bishabas. That he actually blew the Shofar in his yeshiva, he blew the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah when it came out on Shabbos. B'chein Mashba B'Hilchaisov. And that's what's mashma if one studies the Rif. Shehevi memra the Rav Huna v'im Bezdin. He cites all the particulars that you have to be bifnei Bezdin. Now that we know v'indarkul hovi l'dover noyeg bizman hazeh, the Rif does not bring halachas which are not relevant in contemporary times. So halachas of Kabbalas, for example, the Rif won't discuss. Now if the Rambam is correct that you need a Bezdin of smuchem, and there were no smuchem in the time of the Rishonim, so why did the Rif bother to discuss what was necessary when you had a Bezdin of Smuchim to blow the shofar on Shabbos, that you had to blow the shofar in the presence? Oh, so that's exactly the point. So if Uhuyam Afarish Komokum Shayesh Bo Bezdin, Lav Dafka Sanhedrin, it doesn't have to be a Sanhedrin, El a Bezdin Mufloy V'Godol B'Doyre, a Bezdin of unique distinction in his generation. And the Rif's Bezdin, the Rif was the Godol Ador, so he had no doubt that his Bezdin, where he was the most unique place of this time. He was the Godel Ador. And therefore, the Rif actually blew the Shofar in his Beis Medrash.
Is this Bezdin 23 also?
No, it is no such thing as Bezdin of 23 nowadays. There's no din in the Foshes. We don't have Smuchim. The whole Bezdin 23 doesn't exist. There's no Metzias of such a thing. So the point is that the Rif was the Godel Ador. So he said there's a Bezdin in his place. And this is the most distinguished place of Torah of its time, and therefore he blew shofar. He was mufli with Godel B'Dorah. Well, what's fascinating is v'leinogu Talmid of Achav Lasis came. We do not find that any of the Talmidim that came after the Rif that they emulated the Rif. It was the view that became accepted over the generations is apparently the one which Rashi indicated that you have Gimel that you needed smuchim. And similarly, the Gemara said, the Rambam says you need Bezdin of Smucha. So that means real smicha of Dor Achador from Moshe Rabbeinu. So according to them, what comes out is, in a situation when there are no Smucha, so in that situation, there's no halacha of blowing the shofar ever on Shabbos. And this is what, from the time of the Rif, we're dealing, it's close to 1,000 years back, there's no blowing of the shofar b'zman hazeh any place. Because of this fact, that it's only in the presence of a bezdin of smuchim, the Rambam says. This is the generally accepted view. Now one wonders a little bit, I mean, the logic would seem to be on the side of the Rif. I mean, the point is, we don't want people to come to be mechallel Shabbos. So what's the point of having a bezdin in the place? That bezdin could teach the people. They have stature. Right? In the town of the Rif, when the Rif put up a halacha, there couldn't be 23 naysayers saying the Rif was wrong. You know, and he said, you can't carry the shofar on Shabbos. That was the end of the subject. And we had Baruch Hashem of Zeicha, when Rav Moshe Feinstein was here, if he articulated a halacha, you knew that's the halacha. There was no doubt after he gave, you know, gave his psak what was supposed to do. So if that's the case, if that's the whole reason for it, so what do we need a bezdin of smuchim for? What's the point of smuchim? Smuchim is a technical halacha, the paskin din knosis, the nefoshes, you have to have that, but it's not relevant to this. So why is it that there's an insistence on a bezdin of smuchim? And I think that the reason we have to assume is the following, that they were concerned that if we allowed every bezdin to do it, then there would be no limitation whatsoever. And everyone could come along any place and decide that they're a bezdin, and they'll put up a sign, bezdin, and they'll be blown shofar. Whether they really have the stature or they don't have the stature. The point was to have dayonim of such stature that when they took a stand and they articulated the halacha, that the tzibur would undoubtedly follow them. So therefore, even though conceptually the Rif is right, that in a place where there's an Adam Gadol of such unique stature as the Rif, the Rambam, etc., the halacha should be that we should blow the shofar in such a place. But the Chazal didn't allow that to take place, because otherwise, who knows who's going to come along and declare himself bezdin and allow the shofar to be blown on Shabbos, and we'll have full of Shabbos taking place rampantly. By having limited the smuchim, we instituted quality control. And therefore, that's the reason for it. So even though conceptually the Rif is right, but apparently it would seem that Chazal instituted a safeguard of dafka insisting upon smuchim. So we examined 3 points. Why we don't blow the shofar on Shabbos if it's deraisa or the rabbonon. The Babli says it's the rabbonon, according to the Yerushalmi it's deraisa. We discussed what it means that they blew the migdash, that according to Rashi and Tosis, it means only in the Migdash and not in Yerushalayim, but according to the Rambam, Migdash includes Yerushalayim as well, and as the Rambam articulates in the Perush of Mishnayos and in the Halachas. And this has influenced the Rambam's interpretation of Migdash to include Yerushalayim, that throughout Sukkot there's a mitzvah deraisa in the year Atikah, according to the Rambam, to have a lulav and esrit, all 7 days, even though outside Yerushalayim it's only for Monday. And then finally, the question is there a notion of blowing the shofar b'zman hazeh based on the fact that it's a bezdin? So the historical precedent was the Rif, that the Rif actually did blow the shofar. We're dealing about 1,000 years ago the Rif lived. But after the lifetime of the Rif, even amongst his own students, is lapsed. The Ramban only writes that he knows about it. There's a tradition going back to the Rif. It's indicated in the Shailas and Shuvah Sforim of some of his Talmidim, but there was no actual Mesorah that they actually blew the shofar after the time of the Rif. So the Ramban, who lived a considerable amount of time, about 200 years after the Rif, by his time there was no Zecher of such a thing. Yontev, Aksiva, Aksiva, Taylor. That was included in Yerushalayim.
So,
that's in Shofar. We don't have a parallel statement in Lulu and Esther.
I suppose.
You're just as the Migdash.
Uh-huh.